So I think, without dominating the entire meeting with that topic area, the next thing we had on the list, we're going to just sort of flip things around a little bit. We were going to talk about stakeholder process and communications planning. So just to talk a little bit about communicating, this gets back to process and how, you know, I'm a newbie here. So getting some input, you know, thinking about, in this discussion, the why question, you know, why do we want to communicate to the community? What's important? What are the overarching goals about what we want to communicate? And then moving into questions about how and who we want to communicate. So who do we want to communicate to and how do we want to communicate with them? So that's sort of the outline of this particular part of the discussion. So coming up with like a communications plan, if you will, in terms of how we move forward. So part of it's going to be, just thinking about our common objectives, really. So let's just brainstorm a little bit about the why question.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How are we defining stakeholder? How are we identifying stakeholder?
Well, I can give you what I think would be the definition, but I think it would be interesting more to hear from other people. What is a stakeholder to you?
Well, it could be a business, you know, that is on the waterfront. The public in general is a stakeholder.
Yep. Those are all good examples. Anybody else have any ideas?
Bay-focused environmental groups like Island Institute.
So you want to call them environmental groups?
Or they're ENGOs or something. NGOs.
E.G. Island Institute.
Do you want to include your city committees that have some overlapping interests as stakeholders when we think about two-way communication? You know, Harbor Management Commission, RETA, COMP.
For sure, yeah. Chris, that gets back to what he wanted to do is by discussing why first, it'll help us identify who the groups are. Why do we need to be open and transparent? It's so that citizens know what we're doing, so that businesses know what we're doing. It's so that the environmental groups know what we're doing, and it's so that the committees know what we're doing, so nothing is a surprise to anybody.
And everybody has opportunity for input.
Why we're being transparent, why we're communicating.
Yeah. Why do we want?
First thing that comes to my mind is to avoid misunderstanding and blow-ups. I think that what we're dealing with is a number of issues that people will, if they don't have they don't have information, they'll just make something up.
Ooh. When has that ever happened?
Yeah.
I've read the
newspaper
a few times.
Well, second reason, it's the law.
Yeah.
We operate under state laws here. As an established municipal committee.
Yeah.
We don't get to choose not to be transparent.
That's true.
I also want to mention, when we talk about the public and the citizens, I know this is a Rockland committee, I'm a Rockland resident, but the harbor affects people who don't live in Rockland, and I think it's important for us to be transparent to the people who live with a view of that harbor and around the harbor as well, because we also don't want them to start making stuff up.
Yeah.
We want everybody to understand what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it so that everybody can hopefully be on board.
Would that include the two abutting towns?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people in Owl's Head who are on our harbor, basically. And I hear from them every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would it include people coming here on a regular basis from the off-islands?
Would it?
Well, as stakeholders, yes.
Yeah,
we're talking about stakeholders.
Stakeholders, I mean, and not necessarily, I don't think it's, that's the reason we do it is because they're out there. Mm-hmm. The reason we do it is because it's going to affect them.
So I think we're jumping around, which is fine in this conversation, but, you know, we're identifying stakeholders, but as part of that, we're also talking about the why we're doing it. You know, the why statements are just broad. You know, we're doing it to be, transparent, so everybody knows what we're doing. So
and we're talking about communication specifically, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Isn't part of it for us to obtain information from stakeholders that we wouldn't otherwise have to help educate ourselves before we make policy?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge part. One of the bigger parts, I would say. Sure.
Absolutely. Yep. This plan's only going to be successful if it reflects the community.
Can I ask what you think about this issue of transparency? Talking about the law. Is that the law says we do our work in these committee meetings. Mm-hmm. The law does not say we do our work privately in between committee meetings by emailing each other and making decisions and having off the record conversations. City Council itself has fallen foul of this in recent years by having communications amongst themselves about city business on their own private time. Mm-hmm. And there are laws about that. And there are laws that forbid it.
That's right.
I think we're going to be very careful about that. So we don't extend this into our communications, decision-making, and other kind of stuff.
I think just trying to pick up on a few things that I think I hear you saying is one is, first of all, there are things that we have to do as a public committee in order to be transparent.
Yeah.
And there are also things, so I would build on that to say there are things that just that the law says you have to do, and then there are things that we want to do to try to be more transparent.
And then there are also things the law says we shall not do.
That, just to add, to pick up on that point, which is part of the reason why I'm going through this exercise, is because I think it's important that we all make sure that we're under a common objective in terms of communicating, and that gets exactly to your point, which is, you know, we're working together. We're a team of people working on this project. And so we want to make sure that we're communicating consistently and we're building trust with one another and that we're creating a process that we can have dialogue together without worrying about ramifications of that dialogue. Because, as you said earlier, we're here to try to do the best plan that we can for the harbor. This is everybody's, the people's harbor, and we're trying to make a plan for Rockland. I'm here to help you facilitate that conversation, and we want to have constructive dialogue. And I think that's getting, I think I'm getting to your point, more or less.
More or less.
Yeah.